Hello again. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and we're talking about gun safety. This is the second podcast in a series that will cover not only gun safety, but self-defense and concealed carrying. We'll also talk about some terminology and even a little test. So let's get started. Here's some good tips from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. It is their top 10 safety tips. Number one, always keep the firearm's muzzle pointed in a safe direction. You don't want to be flashing it around and waving it back and forth. You got to keep it pointed in a safe direction. Number two, always keep your finger off the trigger until you actually intend to shoot. Number three, firearms should be unloaded when not actually in use. Whenever you pick up a gun, such as when removing it from or returning it to storage, remember to point it in a safe direction and make sure it's unloaded. Now, of course, that's considering that you're just moving it around and you're not carrying it concealed. That's a different story. Next, be sure you know how your firearm operates. Read the manual. Next, store your firearm in a locked cabinet, safe, or gun vault, so it's not going to be around for anybody to get a hold of it. Store your ammunition in a locked cabinet away from the gun itself, so there's no chance of children grabbing the pistol and the ammunition. Next, use a gun locking device that renders the firearm inoperable when not in use. Next, make sure young people in your home are aware of and understand the safety guidelines concerning firearms. Teach the kids. Don't just tell them no. Child safety is super important. Next, unload, clean, and place your firearm in a secure location. Educate everyone on what's going on. Now, here's a quote from Daniel Webster. God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and defend it. That's what gun safety is all about. We are responsible people who love liberty and are willing to defend it. Here are some more shooting tips that you might want to consider. Now, we've talked about analyzing the area around your target, you know, so you don't end up shooting two people with one bullet. Never aim your weapon at something that you're not willing to destroy. We've talked about that in our first podcast. Never put your finger on the trigger unless you are ready to shoot. Here are some others that weren't mentioned before. Always use two hands to grip your pistol. One-handed shooting usually causes a lack of control. Always keep your hands below the slide. This will prevent injury from the slide striking your hand. Study to find the right firing stance. There are two stances, the isosceles and the Weaver stance, that are commonly used, and those are in the manual to where you can read them and see how they work. Use both eyes when sighting the target. Everybody has a dominant eye, but when you use both eyes, your dominant eye will take over, and that's a good thing. Sight the target using your front sight. The target might be a bit blurry, but the front sight will keep your aim and cause more accuracy. Do not dip your head when trying to set your sight alignment. Instead, bring your weapon up to you while you are sighting. And then finally, extend your arms and lock them in place, but stay erect in your original stance. Now let's talk about some gun safety at a firing range. If you're going to own a gun, you certainly need to know how to fire it and to become an expert marksman, or at least a good marksman. And for that, you have to go to a firing range. But there are certain do's and don'ts that you should know about. Here are some don'ts. Don't bring a loaded gun into a firing range. Don't even show up at a firing range intoxicated or under the influence of anything. Don't load your gun anywhere but in the firing bay. Don't place your finger on the trigger until you are ready to shoot. Don't shoot anything but paper target. Don't physically hand off your gun to another person in a firing area. Lay it down, slide lock back, and barrel pointing downrange. Then yield space to the other person. Don't leave the space full of empty casings when departing. Clean up your area. Don't ignore the commands of the range master. He or she is in charge. Now, there are some do's. Do use manufacturer-recommended ammo. Dirty ammo or other things will usually jam on you and you'll have a terrible time. Do use safety glasses and earplugs or muffs to protect your ears. Do read your owner's manual and be sure you know all the ins and outs of your weapon. Do immediately stop shooting when a ceasefire is called. Do always bring your unloaded weapon to the range in a case. Do seek the help of the range officer if you have questions or difficulty. Do always assume your gun is loaded and handle it with care. Do clean your weapon every time you use it. Dirty guns can jam and or misfire. Here are some myths about using guns. One is, one magazine is good enough. You don't need a second one. That's just not true. Studies have shown that you do. Explained in the manual. Being skilled is more important than critical thinking. That's just not true. Because you can have all the skill in the world, but if you can't think quick in a critical situation, the skill's not going to matter. You have to have muscle memory. And you get it down in you so you know it. And your critical thinking in a time of quickness where you have to have it is much better. Here's another myth. High levels of performance are not possible under stress. And of course they are. You just have to practice. If you're practicing, you can get a very high level of performance under stress. But you got to create those situations and put it into muscle memory so it's there when you need it. This concludes our second podcast.